Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen.
Yesterday we talked and we said, find somebody on Instagram who you admire. Find someone who runs a business who you admire and write down some of the things that pull you toward them. Why does that pull you toward them? Because you see your highest self in that. So the reason you are all glued is because this level of vulnerability and integrity is you. And you want to see that reflected back to you in every move you make. That's why you are hanging on to every word. And what you're doing, in part, there's so many beautiful parts, but let's just take one part. You're not condescending people. You refuse to meet people in ego. You're like, yeah, there's a lot of people. They go online, they do webinars, they do launches, they sell a thing. You can buy it at Walmart. You can buy it here. You can buy it there. What's in it? Not a lot of potency. And I remember seeing that when I started in 2016. I looked at the landscape and there's a bunch of people, you know, they kind of do the things and you see them. And I would see, oh my gosh, this person's launching. And I heard through this group of people that she made, let's say, $20 million. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, but I see what she's doing and I see how she's doing it. And there's no like there. It's like, what is in it? And there's so much hustle culture in it, too. So it's like, A, I'm not up for the hustle culture part at all. And I don't really want to be the person who then delivers that on the plate. So what is my move? And I thought, oh, they've actually made this really easy. Because when they zig, I'm going to zag. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. And I was like, that's a gift. Mm-hmm. What a blessing. So then I decide, I refuse to spend millions of dollars on ads. I refuse to even make an ad that would be an ad. Like, I would never be like, do you want to make blah, 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 come this way? Like, I couldn't do it. I would totally be betraying myself. So instead, I show up with intimacy, because what do we all really want? We want deep connection. When you come from this level of resonance, you meet everybody in that place of vulnerability. And what you said about how we might be different, but we're different in the same way in a certain sense, because the truth is our avatars are different. Our avatars are different. But it's what makes us the same that makes us the most special. It's our ability to love that makes us the most incredibly impactful. It's our ability to be in oneness that actually makes us the most creative. So it's like everyone's always looking for the way in which their ego stands apart. And it's like, no, when you just walked in this space, we all took off our masks. And so we all met in wholeness, which is what we're all searching for every second of the day. And so you don't have to jump through the hoops you don't want to jump through. You can come from this level of light. And I've done similar things. I once had a program couple years ago, and it was like Christmas Eve, and my husband's mom was dying, and he was with her, and I was with the kids. You know, I was in Florida, he was here. It was a whole thing. It was very heavy, and the offer wasn't aligned, and everyone had already paid. It was like $455,000 was already paid. And it's Christmas Eve, and I go on live, and I'm like, I love you guys, and I'm going to ask for grace. You're all being refunded. I'm not doing this. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine said, you're going to literally give back $455,000. And I was like, that's how rich I am. I'm giving it all back. That's how rich I actually feel. That's how abundant I feel. I don't want it. I don't want it. All goes back. Christmas, the new year, that end of that next month, I launched what was really aligned for me, which was all about this spiritual buzz that you guys feel in this room. And that launch made $3 million. So I made back every ounce of it, and I didn't have to hold. It's amazing when you just say, here's actually what's aligned, how people will come forward and feel it. Whoa, like you have the balls to actually come in the room with the real stuff. Like this guy's saying, we need more strategy and this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, but what actually sells people is you meet them from inside of them, from the deepest place, from their power. You come to them where they really want to meet themselves. They will buy anything from that place because you're actually not condescending them. You're speaking to their soul and not speaking to their ego. They don't want to really be talked to from that place.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.